It's FM 104's Switched On. So Lord Sugar is back looking for another business partner, and Wexford local Maura Rath, she has thrown her hat in the ring. We've already enjoying her in BBC's The Apprentice. We've seen her sell tours, make tasty lunches. Maybe they were tasty, I'm not too sure. Roam about Jersey and even star in a promotional video for a new Formula E team, which I think will go down in Apprentice history, if I'm being honest. But yoga is where her speciality lies. Maura, hello. How are you?
Hi, Ciarán. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for the ad in last week's The Apprentice. Oh, when you were passing an inflatable tire back and forth. You had me in stitches laughing.
Honestly, was it not the flag at the end? Honestly, it was probably the worst ad in history. And it was absolutely hilarious. But you know what? I was just trying to give it a go. I'm no actress. And we were thrown into a situation and I was like, you just have to go with it. This is what we have to do. This is what we had to work with. But I honestly didn't think it was going to be as bad as that, really, until I seen it in the boardroom.
How did you decide you were going to throw your hat in the ring for The Apprentice?
Yeah, so I've been looking for investment for my business, Yoga with Maura, and I was just randomly looking through Instagram, as you do, and The Apprentice popped up. And now, I don't know if this has been an advantage or a disadvantage, but I never really watched the show. So I knew what it was. I watched a couple of episodes and I was like, 250k, and also the connections to get my business into the UK and global would be just life changing. So went for it, and it's just been a wild journey, absolute wild journey. And yeah, people are like, Maura, you're so calm, why are you doing this? I'm asking myself the same question. I know, it's been really mad, incredible, but already it's been really positive.
Tell me a little bit about the show first, right? Because obviously, okay, I can't believe you like never watched it like religiously like I do. I embed into this thing every single Thursday, 9 o'clock, right? I love the theme music and everything. The 4 a.m. wake-up calls, the 6 a.m. wake-up calls, where they say to you, you've got 20 minutes to get ready. Do you really only have 20 minutes to get ready and get out the door?
Absolutely. And I thought this was just going to be a TV thing. I was like, ah, hardly that's going to happen. I am an early riser. You know, I teach yoga at 6, 7 a.m. But the 4 a.m., there's no 6 a.m. It's a 4 a.m. wake up call. So what would happen is sometimes we would hear production, the cameraman, come into the house just before 4. So few of us might have had it. You know, we'd be in our beds. We weren't allowed to get up until the cameras entered your room. So sometimes we would hear it. You know, sometimes a few of us would like sneak and like brush our teeth just so we could like start the process. But they would enter the room within a few minutes and you had 20 minutes. But actually, you know what? I wasn't too bad with that. I'm not a high maintenance girl. So don't judge my makeup on the show. I was just throwing it on, getting it done and getting dressed as quick as I could.
And then the wardrobes on The Apprentice are something that get a lot of attention all of the time because it's BBC. So you can't have any brand names. So especially the girls' attire is always kind of general coloured suits. Do you have to pick them? Are they given to you? How does the wardrobe situation work?
I was running around, like I wear leggings and hoodies and jumpers. Like my job is so casual. My work gear is activewear. So literally I was running around charity shops. I was asking friends, even my mum. I was borrowing stuff from most people because I just don't have any corporate gear. And I was like, they were like, what do you need it for? And I was like, oh, I just have a meeting, because I couldn't tell anyone what I was doing. And no one really questioned it. So I was wearing the most random bits and pieces. And yeah, it wasn't my regular. I was just so happy when it all finished, I could go back to my leggings. But none of it's given to us. We have to purchase or borrow it all.
And the application process obviously is vast, right? Was there anything that you wrote on your application form that you think got you a final slot on The Actual Apprentice?
Honestly, I have no idea. Like my application form, like I was just completely honest with my business. And when you're going through the application, like the first stage is the form, but then you're actually flying back and forth to the UK, and you have like, they during the interviewing, they have like these mini tasks, tests that they put you through for about 4 months. So I don't know what it was, why I got chosen, but I was just myself, you know, and I wasn't trying to be anyone else. And you know, sometimes they would kind of ask me, like I was never someone that would put someone under the bus, or I don't believe in like burning people in business. I believe in if you work hard, it comes true, and they like that. So who knows? Who knows?
So you have you watched yourself in the show, the first couple of episodes that have aired? Have you watched them?
I'm watching it with one eye closed. I'm on the couch with a pillow over my face, cringing. But no, it's really interesting because there, sometimes we would have filmed like almost like 90 to 100 hours for that task, and it's all cut into 1 hour. So what I think a task has went like seems to go a little bit differently on the edit, but you know what? It's all good.
Has there been anything in the edit so far that we've seen that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe the other, like my other sub team did that or thought that?
Yeah, because honestly, we only get to work with your team, but within your team, you're not allowed to speak about the task fully until you're in the boardroom. So it, for me, I'm watching the whole other team and my other sub team what went on, and there's lots of just really, there's lots of funny things that have, but that I thought was funny that have been cut out. I'm not sure if you watched the episode where it was, and we created a virtual escape room, and I was the person that was doing the voice of the character. So many people keep asking me, and they're like, in life there is situations, like it's so funny what they've taken, Verdi's speech they've taken, and people keep saying it to me. So it's really random what makes the edit.
What was your those early tasks? Did you have a favorite one? Like, I love the go and find these random items task. It's one of my favorite ones that they do on The Apprentice because they're such random things. That looked absolutely incredible. I thought it was really mean that they put the finish line at the end of a pier and made everybody run the whole length of it. Very mean, but it looked very fun in Jersey.
Yeah, that was nearly a 2K run, and no one even seen that. Like, it looked even shorter. It was so funny. Luckily, I was wearing flats that day, so I was actually grand. But some of the girls had to give each other piggybacks and everything. But my favorite task was definitely the cheesecake one. We won it out with the girls, and it was really fun just being in the market. You guys didn't see, but I was in the market dressed up as a mango, and I was selling so much. I really enjoyed that one. I'm not gonna lie, the last couple losses have been difficult. So hopefully this week, I think I'm due a win on Team Supreme.
Tell me about the boardroom then, right? So obviously we see, I think that's about maybe 25, 30 minutes at the end of the episode, right? I'm assuming it takes so much longer, and that is your main time with Alan Sugar. So what is it like sitting in front of him? He's kind of funny, but he's also terrifying.
He is so, you know what, exactly what you see on TV is exactly how he is. He's so direct. There's no messing. You know what? He doesn't like he just likes, I think he could read people quite well. Like, he doesn't like any kind of like liars. I don't know if you see in the last episode, someone was telling lies and they tried to bring me into the boardroom, and I was like, no, this is not the truth. And he believed me, and thank goodness. It is really scary. It does take hours that day. So we do talk to him for a lot longer than it shows. But I suppose they can't just make the whole thing about the boardroom. But it's definitely shot over a couple of hours. But I have to say, you know, that boardroom, my heart is beating out of my chest, because you're like, you've just done all this work, you've been running around like a crazy person. We've no phones. I don't think people realize we've no phones, no Google. So that's why you'll see some of the decisions and you're like, what? No spell check. We made a spelling error in our in our logo last
Yeah.
week.
I like, but that's like, it's only when someone points out an error like that, you go, oh, yeah, there actually, yeah, there should be an A there. And instead, you go, oh, no. Because, like, you wouldn't do this in business today. You wouldn't not have a phone. Like, if you're doing that Jersey task, you're going, oh, I don't know what this thing is. You go, oh, hang on, I'll Google what it is. You know, like, because you have phones and stuff, but obviously, I assume you can't be just Googling things because, like, that is
No.
pointless. The whole show would be pointless then. But how long
Yeah.
does actual tasks go on for? And what is this set? They must set you quite strict criteria because I assume they don't want both teams coming out with the exact same thing.
You know what? Not you're just kind of given the task. We've given a brief, like a very brief brief, and you just like, because we're on two different teams and we don't speak, it's just worked out we don't do the same things, you know? So it's really interesting, because I suppose the task, like Formula E, I never even heard of Formula E. Didn't even know it was a thing. So we just chose different colors. Like, it's just really interesting how that works. But yeah, no, it's you can't, you know what? It is refreshing not having your phone as well, because we just have to work with each other. But then when I got my phone back, I was like, oh my gosh, I miss that.
And obviously yoga is your what you do day to day, and it's,
Yeah.
I assume, what is in your business plan, depending on how far you get in The Apprentice. No spoilers, obviously. So how did you find going from be doing yoga all the time to doing all of these random different business tasks?
It made me appreciate my yoga business so much. Honestly, like my yoga, like I would teach a good few hours of yoga a day, but obviously there is the business side of yoga people don't realize as well. But being your own boss, making your own decisions and backing and trusting yourself fully is so much easier. And then when you're trying to please, seven, eight different people, it was so straining, so hard, and it made me appreciate my business so much. But I have to say, I learned a lot about business, about really how I had resilience, and there's a lot more hours in the day than I thought. Well, I'm not going to be starting work at 4 a.m., but there is a lot more hours in the day.
So tell me a little bit more, yoga with Maura then.
So Yoga with Maura, I run a virtual yoga studio. So I have yogis with me every day the last 4 years online. We've got a 7 a.m. club. We get together every morning, evening classes. I also run yoga retreats here all around Ireland and also abroad. I also run yoga events. I have a sunrise community event that I just had yesterday. So once a month, I do this sunrise community event where people come together, connect, and that's what it's all about for me.
And would you do The Apprentice again?
That's a really good question. You know what? Why would I do it again? I don't know. Do you know what? I would do it again. I'm messing here. I actually would do it again. I have learned so much, and I just feel like if the opportunity came again, I don't know if they'll have people back twice, but I have to say, like, I'm all about saying yes to every opportunity. So who knows? Who knows?
Did you make any friends on the show?
Yeah, I made some lovely friends. You know what? There was obviously 18 candidates, and they are all amazing people. And you don't get to see what everyone is about, but definitely, I made a good few, really good, more so probably with the girls. Good few girlfriends that I'll have forever.
They make you sleep in like a dorm, essentially, like, which is
Yeah,
crazy.
it was like going back to Gaeltacht talks, really, to be honest. It was like going back to
So what's
that.
next for yoga with Maura then?
I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that I win this investment. That's what's next. So I'm just going to keep battling through. So you'll have to watch. But honestly, it's just to spread my yoga, my online studio. People can find me at yogamora.ie. And I just keep spreading yoga around Ireland and hopefully the world.
Oh, yoga with Maura.ie. BBC's The Apprentice continues this Thursday on BBC One. I'm very much looking forward to seeing if you can get a win. Three losses in a row, Maura. Come on, what's going on?
I know. Fingers crossed for me. I don't know if I was manifesting, so I'm gonna have to try. Try.
Do you know what it was? It was bad project management from the other people. That's what I
That's
think.
it.
That's what I
That's it.
think.
Totally. Yeah. And lots of people that weren't team players.
Exactly. Maura, thank you very much for taking your time to talk to FM 104.
Thank you so much, Kieran, for having me on. Take care.